Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
Welcome back to Green Lines. This is Steve Green. Today, we're going to talk about a real unique concept in leadership, and it's one that we learned from John the Baptist. And just after this word from our sponsor, we're going to eat some of them locusts that John the Baptist ate, and I'll tell you why just after this break. I want to talk to you on behalf of a great client that support this podcast and many of our other podcasts, and I so appreciate Peter Aiello, who has a great book called Hidden Treasure, and he's willing to send that book out to you today, totally free, hiddentreasure.website. And I recommend you do that, not just because they're a sponsor, but because they answer some great questions that he addresses unconditional trust in Christ and how it's missing in the practices of many ministries. Many times it doesn't even go beyond our own mental imagery. The Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and not to lean on our own understanding. And that's obviously from Proverbs 3:5. And Isaiah 55, 8-9 tells us that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We got to get beyond our own thoughts when we unconditionally trust in God. Would you go visit that website now, hiddentreasure.website? And my thanks go out to Peter Aiello and his great book, Hidden Treasure. Now back to the program. So I want to consider the leadership style of John the Baptist. I'm going to say right off the bat that when you think about John the Baptist, he didn't have any seminars to go to. He didn't have any books. And if he did, he probably couldn't read them. He lived in a cave. He lived wherever he could lay down. He'd find some rocks and crash. He dressed kind of not very pretty. You know, he had a pretty ugly outfit. Probably didn't bathe much, except all the baptisms he did in the River Jordan probably helped him out, because that was a free-flowing river. It flowed pretty fast, so it'd get all the critters off of him. He ate locusts all day long. He was a man of the wilderness, and he was a survivor. But he was a great leader. And I want to look at why. I think I've got a few reasons that I want to share with you. I've got about four principles that I believe I personally have learned from him, knowing also that he's never had a class, never read a book. He was taught leadership the way I think we all ought to be taught, and that's from the Holy Spirit. So we first note in the introduction in John, Matthew 3, 1 through 3, that he was an excellent communicator. Do you know why I think that? Because he had a real simple message, and it was the kind of message that you can't doubt the clarity of what he's saying to. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, that's a good communicator. It didn't take him 40 minutes and a cloud of dust and some good music to communicate what he was saying to the crowd. Didn't need a worship leader. He just said, "Repent." Kristen's a worship leader, and we're just teasing with her. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." That's just good training. It's good communicating. I love it. He had many followers. He had many. And they understood what he was saying, and because he was so simple. This is it. Repent. You know, it just comes down to that. And then we'll show you what comes next when we dunk you into the water. You know, but first comes repentance. First comes that salvation moment. Second of all, John was not focused on his personal image. He didn't really care how he looked. John the Baptist did not dress for success. I don't believe I'm going out on a limb there to tell you that, because he wore this calfskin stuff. It wasn't even calfskin. It was camel's hair. He wore camel's hair. He ate locusts. He just didn't care what he looked like. He was not focused on himself. What a great teaching lesson for all of us leaders. He didn't care what he looked like. Now, I'm going to tell you that I wear coat and ties. I don't eat locusts. I eat pretty good food. And that doesn't disqualify me as a leader. But John the Baptist was so sold out to him, his message, and who he was, that he didn't want to focus on any of those other things. He didn't have time to go suit shopping. He didn't have time to put a neck around his head. He just kind of wore what he woke up with. And he went and preached the gospel, that simple message. He just didn't energize a crowd with the way he looked. He didn't depend on wearing the latest jeans or having his shirt not tucked in. He just didn't try to be cool. He just preached the word. He kept it simple. Third, in the face of the visitors that were sent to check out what he was doing, because there was a pretty good stir, people were following him. And so, you know, when that starts happening, the Pharisees and Sadducees start showing up to see what's going on. Many of them just wanted to be baptized. But they were also checking it out for the Sanhedrin Council. Now, you know the Sanhedrin was made up of the Pharisees, the Sadducees, some town rulers, some legislators, all the important people, the big-name people in town. They were all on the Sanhedrin, and they all wanted to know what this fuss was about. But many of the Pharisees and Sadducees asked to be baptized. And John had a pretty interesting greeting for them. It wasn't the kind that you can build a church on. His greeting wasn't all that good. He said, "Who suggested to you that you would escape the coming wrath?" That's kind of tough. What he meant was, he made it clear that baptism is not going to do you a bit of good until you repent. Now, you can come go through the motions here, but without repentance, I'm just dunking you in the river to absolutely no effect. John was not intimidated by ruling authorities. And yet we learn that John was ready to submit to the ultimate authority of Jesus. So on my third point, he was not going to submit to rulers. He was going to tell them like it was and be very strong about it. And then he went that one step further when Jesus came. John said to them, John the Baptist said very clearly to Jesus, "I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me?" Notice the big difference in his tone of voice. Of course, I changed the tone, but the words were powerful. He said to Jesus, I can't baptize you. And Jesus said, "You better. You know, it's time." And he submitted to that. John baptized Jesus. He submitted to the authority of the Lord and said, "Yes, sir, right away, sir." And he baptized him. So that shows me submission to the leadership of Jesus. And he did not submit to the Pharisees and Sadducees, but he submitted to Jesus. So again, John gave no room to the flesh. He didn't care. He gave no room to the flesh. He didn't care what others said or thought. He didn't suffer legalism, but he submitted to kingdom authority. The Holy Spirit will lead us by the Spirit. Hopefully, this is not going to require me to eat locusts. You've been listening to Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. This is Green Lines. I hope to see you again tomorrow. Hi, this is Steve Green again. Do you want more information on leadership? Would you like to read more? You may or may not know that on the Green Lines blog on Ministry Today magazine, I write every day. If you care to, or if you're having trouble sleeping and you need to go back to sleep, read Green Lines and I guarantee you can go back to sleep really quick. If you want to read more about leadership, find me on Green Lines on MinistryTodayMag.com. It's MinistryTodayMag.com. And Green Lines will pop up, and if you choose to read it, I'd really appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.MinistryTodayMag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.